It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Rob Ferret. My co-host Veronica Rickert is off this week. Coming up later, we'll talk about the feelings and emotions of moving to a new place, and we'll ask for your stories as well. First, recent numbers from the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources show that the fatal chronic wasting disease is on the rise in the state's deer herd. The 2014 CWD testing season ended yesterday. Patrick Durkin is with us to talk about how bad CWD is here in Wisconsin. He's a full-time freelance editor, writer, and outdoors newspaper columnist. He's also the president of the Wisconsin Outdoor Communicators Association. Pat, welcome back to Central Time.
Hey, Rob. Nice to be on again.
Well, you've been following CWD for a good long time now. What do you see in these latest numbers from the DNR? What are they telling us about chronic wasting disease?
Well, I guess the biggest thing they're telling us is that it's getting as bad as some people were predicting as many as 10 years ago. And basically, the numbers for a number of years when we first found CWD were kind of low. And I think they kind of, for a lot of people, just kind of stopped being a concern. And then starting about 2009, you look at the charts, and I remember writing about in 2009, you could just start seeing quite a few areas in southwestern Wisconsin where it just started climbing faster and faster. And now this year, what's I think one of the more interesting things is they're showing that in some of these areas that originally had very little CWD but had a few positive cases show up, the rate of the increase in those areas is going faster than it was in some of the original areas where they found CWD. So what that means, no one really seems to know right now, but the trends are all going in the wrong direction.
And in a recent piece, that's half of what worries you, these rising numbers. The other half is a decline in the amount of testing the DNR is doing.
Yeah, it's been a real obvious choice the DNR has made to cut back on testing. And I remember when, basically about 2009, that time period, many people in the assembly, it wasn't just the DNR, but people, some leaders in the assembly were calling for cutbacks and funding for the testing because they didn't think we were learning enough from it or seeing enough results from it. But, the thing we always talk about is that science is a slow-moving process. Typically, you don't get to the bottom of a lot of these diseases, whether they're human diseases or animal diseases, until you've been pounding away at them for a while. So I thought all along they're way too impatient and cutting back on this stuff. But right now it's not just Wisconsin, but nationally too, it's hard to find funding even for the universities to go out and do more research on chronic wasting disease.
Now give us a quick 101 on chronic wasting disease. What is it and how does it affect deer?
It's basically, for lack of a better term, it's a brain disease that once they get it, it's fatal. It basically creates holes in their brains that, and once they get it, they typically live about 19 months. And they really, even then, when they have it, don't necessarily show symptoms until they're right near the end, their final 2 or 3 months, when they start losing all their, they start losing their balance, they start drooling. They will often just, if it's winter, they'll seek a warm spot to sit and just reserve their energy by sitting in a lighted area. Or even there's even cases where the DNR has been called out to people's homes where they sit below a vent to the outdoors, from the furnace, where they can keep a little extra heat there. But like I said, once they have it, it's always fatal. There's no recovering from it. And they don't die in big numbers where they're easily found, like some wildlife diseases do. They typically die one by one, oftentimes in secluded areas where nobody finds them. Then the scavengers pick them apart and scatter the bones, and you never really knew there was ever a deer there in the first place.
We're talking to outdoors columnist Pat Durkin about the latest news on chronic wasting disease in Wisconsin's deer population. This has been a story that's going on for quite a while now. Are we getting to the point, Pat, where this is a threat to the deer herd that hunters are going to see, that this is going to affect the population and change hunting in the state?
Yeah, it's always tough to know for sure how visible these kind of things will be, because if you watch and listen to hunting issues every year, especially deer season, we've already been hearing complaints for as long as I've been writing in the outdoors, 30-some years now, that every year you hear that, there's not enough deer out there, we're not seeing enough deer. So when you actually do start seeing a decline, it might not be something that you really notice is actually a proven occurrence. It might be, it's oftentimes been perceptions in the past, but I think the numbers show that when you're losing, like right now in some areas, there's like 25%, 40% of the adult bucks, have this disease. And when that happens, you can kind of figure that, well, it's about 25% of the available bucks of a year are going to die before hunting season ever comes around. So, you're going to see a declining number of deer, and you're definitely going to see a declines in a number of mature bucks. You know, that bucks can't live past, 4 years old, whatever it might be. You're not going to see some of these huge bucks that we've sometimes seen from southern Wisconsin.
What has the DNR done to try to tackle CWD?
Well, initially they were aggressive. You know, they came out and really were encouraging people to shoot as many deer as they could, and they're putting sharpshooters in certain areas where the chances of getting sick deer, were increased in those targeted sharpshooting areas where they really would kind of go for the areas with the greatest odds of killing sick deer. They really did a pretty effective job in some areas of getting a higher percentage of sick deer than you would ever get through random shooting by hunters. But that was controversial because, people didn't like the idea of the DNR being out there and shooting deer and then taking away opportunities for hunters later in the year. And so, you had a situation where a lot of hunters didn't want to see the long-term good of controlling this herd for the long term, not just for their own temporary enjoyment.
So that's been dialed back over the last few years?
Yeah. DNR basically doesn't do sharpshooting anymore, and they've backed off really a lot in the actual hunter-killed deer, too. You don't see as much, you don't see the aggressive earn-a-buck-type program anymore in the CWD area where you had to shoot two antlerless deer before you could shoot an antlerless deer before you could shoot a buck. So the herd will be increasing now as far as actual numbers. But the fear when you start letting the herd get large is that you're going to have even faster transmission rates as more deer are out there, possibly spreading the disease.
Now, as I recall, we have a law regulation in the state saying you can't bait or feed deer. I think that was because of CWD. They didn't want deer congregating, spreading the disease. There have been calls in the legislature to end that, at least regionally. Where do you see that going?
Yeah, that's an interesting development this year. I think most people were accepting of the fact that it's never good to congregate deer anyway. So originally that was a compromise to start with, even allowing baiting and feeding anywhere in the state, because for 1 year, like in 2003, we didn't have any, it was illegal statewide to feed deer and bait deer. And then the legislature came in again and basically modified that to where, okay, we'll allow it, but only in areas where we haven't found CWD. Well, now some legislators want to change that, making it even less aggressive, and less coverage on that. And so I don't know. I just don't see the sense in that when you can start potentially putting deer in close quarters at the same sites over and over again. And then if there's a sick deer among them, the chance of spreading the disease. Because, one of the things that's tough about the whole issue, though, is we really don't know for sure how they spread this disease to each other, but it makes sense that they're probably somehow doing it through contact, either through their food or direct contact with each other.
What have you heard from wildlife biologists about the rates that we started talking about, these higher rates of CWD mm-hmm. in deer? Are they worried that we're at or maybe past a tipping point here?
I'm not sure what tipping point. And I really don't know what they would consider the tipping point where it's beyond hope. But I know when these numbers start jumping up in the 20% range and 30% range, biologists like Robert Raleigh from the DNR and I know Tim Van Dielen, you talk to any people like the university, they're all pretty concerned about these numbers going up the way they are. Typically scientists don't like using terms like frightening. So like when I heard Robert Raleigh at a public meeting, use the word frightening, that caught my attention because he's typically a pretty conservative researcher, doesn't get too emotional about stuff.
And again, in that piece that I mentioned earlier that you wrote, you were kind of signaling that the DNR was downplaying these numbers that you're seeing as alarming.
Yeah, I don't understand this. This is something I noticed last year in the whole way they go about reporting their findings. They and then actually it's been going on not just, you know, people always want to say it's the Walker administration, the current administration. I think it's increased as far as how they're controlling the output of the information, you know, in the current regime. But back in 2009, too, it wasn't like the DNR was putting out press releases saying, hey, this disease is now jumping at unprecedented rates. But now we're, you know, 5-6 years into those when I first started jumping up pretty fast. And now it's really accelerating fast in some areas. And you still see in this most recent press release they put out, really downplaying. I mean, they just buried the information in the press release, put it in the middle of a package of press releases. And basically, if you want to find out, the information is all there on their website, but you have to go looking for it and comb through it and kind of figure out on your own what these numbers are and what they're representing.
Pat, thanks a lot for joining us today.
You bet. Appreciate it, Rob.
That's Patrick Durkin. He's a freelance editor, writer, and outdoors newspaper columnist. He's the president of the Wisconsin Outdoor Communicators Association, with us to talk about the latest numbers from the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources on chronic wasting disease among deer here in Wisconsin.